for many players, the head is the single largest practical variable because it is the primary vibrating element. Natural skin and synthetic foam do not feel or sound identical, and neither category is uniform. Natural calf skin and goat skin are valued for warmth and flexibility, but they are sensitive to weather and difficult to standardize. The Vienna Symphonic Library notes that timpani, pitch, and volume are heavily affected by temperature and humidity, and that natural vellum may require repeated checking during a performance. It also notes that plastic heads gain use partly because they are less affected by atmospheric conditions. Birch's Isma study of Beanie's timpani similarly describes natural skins as more sensitive to moisture and temperature and less reproducible than plastic membranes. Synthetic heads are more stable, but synthetic is not one sound. Remo's current timpani head chart distinguishes Renaissance TC and TI series, multiple insert ring types, and clear versus hazy films with different descriptions of focus, articulation, projection, warmth, and sustain. These manufacturer descriptions should not be read as independent acoustical proof, but they do show that head design is not a trivial accessory. Film type, insert type, collar height, head age, plane, wear, and seating all change the behavior of the drum. Head condition also governs whether the instrument can be cleared. Ludwig's owner's manual instructs players to tap around the circumference near each tension rod. Even out the pitch at the rod points, seat the head, cycle the pitch, and recheck the head. The same manual warns that the head and bearing edge should be clean and that the head must be centered and true on the bowl. Those instructions are not mere maintenance trivia. They describe a central acoustical condition. The membrane has to behave like one instrument, not like several slightly different pitch zones stitched together.